Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, O Lord God. Glory to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. We give you praise. 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 Welcome on the call. Welcome, 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 everyone tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Welcome tonight, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know what? If you have your oil, I don't know what's going on tonight, but I'll tell you, tonight is going to be a night of the prophetic. Tonight is going to be a night of deliverance. Tonight is going to be a night of healing. If you have your oil, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put some of the oil here and put some on my lip. Ha ha ha. Rima, you have your oil. It'd be nice right now to anoint yourself with oil. Anoint yourself with oil. If you have your oils, anoint yourself with oil. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Tonight is a night of deliverance. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come tonight, Lord. Prophetic intercession, prophetic prayer. As we come tonight, Lord God, as we open our eyes tonight in the realm of the Spirit, Almighty God, as we come tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabakire. As we come and as we lift our hand before you tonight, God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if we have committed any sin, no matter what it may look like, it's the same sin. Look a sin, big sin, what kind of sin? They are S-I-N. And if it's more than one, you end up with an S. So tonight, God, we come before you, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to wash us, Lord God. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us and let us clean. Cleanse us, Lord, that we may be able to come before you tonight. That we may be able to come before you tonight, God. That we may be able to come before you tonight, God. We repent from all our sins and we turn. And we turn, God. We had a prayer last week. And we're in repentance and we turn from our sins, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight we come, God, and we stand before you, Lord God, in righteousness, God. We come and we stand before you right now, Lord God, in the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight, God. No matter what it is, God. No matter what's going on tonight. No matter what it may look like tonight. We come now to remind the enemy that he has no power. We come now to remind the enemy that he has no authority. We come now to remind the enemy that he's under our feet. We come now to remind the enemy that there's no power that he have over us. Don't you know that you will be judging it? Oh my God, even the saints, we're going to be judging people at a given time. And right now, we are being set up for greatness. We are being set up for greatness. We are being set up for power. We are being set up for leadership in the name that is above every single name. In the name that is above every single name. We come now to you tonight, God, and we said, use us, Lord God Almighty, in the presence of God, in the presence of God, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. We thank you for the joy of the Spirit tonight, God. We thank you for the joy of holiness tonight. In holiness, we have joy, God. In righteousness, we have joy tonight, God. The enemy might come and try to tell us that we are weak. But we are not weak. We have strength in you, God. In my tonight, when I was coming into prayer, you are our sanctifier, Jehovah M. Kadesh. You are the Lord God that sanctifies. You are the Lord God that clean. You are the Lord God that separate us. You are the Lord God that let us be fit for the master's use. In Leviticus 20, 7:27:8. Leviticus 27:8. Leviticus 20. Sanctify yourself, therefore, and be he holy, for I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and do them. The Father God said, we must sanctify ourselves tonight. Jehovah, sanctify yourself, separate ourselves tonight for the master's use. Lord God Almighty, tonight is a night of prophetic intercession. Put your hand up. Let us be like Moses tonight. The place that you're sitting, the place that you're standing, it is holy ground. Let it be holy ground for you tonight. We talk about holiness tonight. We talk about sanctifier tonight. We talk about holy ground tonight. We come into the heavenlies tonight. We come in the heavenlies tonight. We come in to declare war upon the enemy's war in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. See the fire of God under your foot tonight. What am I kundo shoko ramanga The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. Fire! 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 Nina na na no na na maha. Nina nina mo kundo. Worship him tonight. Worship him tonight. Nina na mo kundo na ma. Ye wora ma singing. Na 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 mokotoi. War in the spirit tonight. War in the spirit. Mako, sheke, na, whatever you're going through. War in the spirit. Na 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 koto. Na 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 hata kola bahata. Sheke de de busan de. War in the spirit. War in the spirit tonight. War in the spirit. War in my candidate in my costume. Shekele basondo Rimangala in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Marina Namu. Victory. Victory. Wave your hand. Wave your hand in the spirit. Wave your hand in the spirit. This is the symbol of victory. Victory. We declare victory tonight. We declare victory tonight. Victory. Victory, 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 victory. Yes, walk into your victory. Walk into your victory. Hold on to your victory. Don't let go your victory. No, hold on to it. See yourself victorious tonight. See yourself victorious tonight. Manala katala boshandala hike. Nakusho kore da mama mokunda la 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 ba. Victory in our spirit. Victory tonight. Victory. Victory. Supernatural victory. Supernatural deliverance. Supernatural, the supernatural, the supernatural. See yourself going over your mountain. See yourself going over your mountain tonight. No matter what's going on. No matter what's going on. Hold on, my child. Hold on, my child. Hold on, my child. Hold on, my child. The Father God is saying, hold on. The Father God is saying, hold on. The Father God is saying, hold on. No matter what it may look like, hold on. Hold on. Hold on to the hem of the garment. Yes, it may look like it's a struggle, saith the Lord God Almighty. But I have overcome it all. And I have given you the keys to the kingdom. You don't have to run and you don't have to hide. The Lord God Almighty is high and lifted up, he said. And he said that he will raise up a standard. And it doesn't matter what it may look like. You already have your victory, said him. If you look through the word of God and you will see that you already is victorious. Why cry, said him? Don't you not know? Don't you not see? Don't you not hear that is victory? I've already won. I said the Lord is victorious. And I have given you the keys to my kingdom. Hallelujah. Psalms 105. Psalms 105. I hear it in my spirit. Go to Psalms 105. Tonight is the night of the prophetic. And the Spirit of God is using me to minister to you. So that simply means you're not looking to man tonight, you're looking to him. Psalms 105 is about the wondrous works of the Lord. Hamashokoria. Victory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalms 105. And if someone going through something tonight, Psalms 105 is for you. You can look at it starting tonight, verse by verse. And I think it has 45 verses. Some of the months have 30, some have 31, and this month have 29. So once you reach to 31, then number 32 could be for the next month. So 1, 2, 3, and so on and so forth and so forth. And then you go back and you continue and you give God thanks for your breakthrough. What is going to happen is once you start reading, once you start meditating upon Him, you're going to see the hand of God. You're going to see his fingers displaying in the atmosphere. You're going to see visions and you're going to see dreams, saith the Lord. And he's going to take you from victory to victory, saith him. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall, or he will, direct your path. That's Proverbs 3, verse 5. Spirit of God is so heavy right now and basically drunk in the spirit. Verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. He said, it shall be health to thy navel, a marrow to thy bone. That means verses 8 is saying you're going to get feeding from trusting God through your navel. The food is going to, just like where the baby stays in the mother's womb and get the nurturing from the umbilical cord, the Spirit of God is saying, verse 7, get your nurturing from him, and he will sustain your bones. La bosaka. Then he said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Honor him in whatever you have. I think that's where they get this first fruit. But follow your spirit and honor him in whatever he say for you to do. The kingdom of God is not meat or drink. Oh my God. But it's righteousness, peace, and the Holy Spirit. Shara mama. Shara mama. Shara mama. Shikido. As I just stated, tonight is a night of prophetic. I am here, but I'm not here right now. I'm in the heavens right now. I'm getting supernatural information from the king, and I'm releasing it to his children. So now, I'll give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Rimungu Shilimanga. Sorimungu Kita. Shakanande Lekundu Sirima. Speak to him. Worship him. Embrace him. Invite him in your home. Invite him in your place, wherever you are located. He wants to come in and commune with you. He wants to come in and talk with me. He lives and he reigns inside of me and you. And he's looking to come in and abide. I hear the word abode. But he wants to abide. He wants his presence to be known. Jehovah. He is your Jireh. He's Jehovah. Elon. Elohim. Jehovah. The all-breasted one. Lamukuraba. In him you move and you have your being. Certainly there is no other God beside him. Precious. 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 Holy Spirit. Precious. Holy Spirit. Come now and wash us. Wash us. In the name that is above every single name. Jesus, Jesus, though the fire of the Holy Spirit move now. Let it go now through the airways as I open my eyes. And as I see, Claudette, I told you when you come online to come in with your eyes open, that I may be able to see your eyes. I'm speaking to you, Claudette. The Spirit of God wanted to talk to you. He wanted to show you something tonight. He wanted to minister to you on your level. So let me just say, whatever that is going on, he sees and he hears and he knows. And I just want you to put your hand on your belly, Claudette, right now. And you're going to feel a stir, which is going to be the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name that is above every single name, it's going to go into that loin and it's going to shake it. And it's gonna break it. There it goes. There it goes now. In Jesus' mighty name. Rejoice. Your redemption draw it nigh. Rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Rejoice. I told you that tonight is a night of prophetic. I told you that tonight is a night where I'm not even here, where I'm actually hearing from him. You have to put your phone on mute. I am in the spirit right now. And the Father is speaking right now. So your phone have to actually be Unmute. Lives are being changed right now in the spirit. There cannot be no distraction at this time because the Spirit of God is taking and shaking a remnant of people. This is not time to play games. This is a time to draw closer to Him. Ramakoshaka. Shirimikushima tikulaba iki. Shumakusti kalanama shikinama soto. My God. When you are going through water, when the water comes in like it wants to take you down. I don't know who's this for, but when the water comes in and it passes your knee, it go up to you. I'm talking to a woman, not a man. It goes up to your breasts and it wants to come up to your lungs like it want to choke you. This is your scripture. Psalms 109. I don't know who that is for. Psalms 109. Sign it. Put that in the chat. Psalms 109. Psalms 109. I believe Psalms 109 is talking about your enemy. Let me see something. I believe so. Slanderous tongue, yeah. Psalms 109. That is for that person. When the water comes in, passes your waist, go up to your breast, going up to your mouth, like it want to choke you, like you feel like you're being stifled and you can't breathe and you just can't take it anymore. And you feel like you want to give up and you feel like you want to let the just go home to Jesus. Go home. Psalms 109. Whoever that's for, take it. Psalms 109. Laboko. I told you tonight is the night of the prophetic. Makonima shikinima dokota. 109. Abakondare. You don't have to run. You stand up. Yes, with Ephesians 6. Let it be your belly. Let it be in your waist. Let it be your breastplate of righteousness. Psalms 109 is that person. And Ephesians 6, I think it started from verse 10. I really can't go over there right now, but it talks about. Yeah. And I'm seeing the breastplate. Oh my God, I have it up here. The Spirit of God just tell me, look, you know, I got it on my desk. Wow. I had to forget about that. I have it on my desk. Yes, I do. Lord have mercy. I got it on my desk. I just got it this week. I just got it. I didn't even know because I never usually have this on my desk. The sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the shield of the spirit. Who needed it? Take this one. In peace. I got it this week. I don't even know where I got it. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it this week. I got it last week. And I brought it in here. My hand is on fire. When my hand get on fire like this, it's for demonic activity. It's for demonic activity. I break it. I come into your home. I break it. I drive it out. I break every demonic activity. I get to the and I say, go in the mighty name of Jesus. Go in the power of a generational curse. I break it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Do not trouble me. Do not bug me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go now. Do not return. You are like that spirit where Jesus see, and he said, why do you come to torment me before the time? Go. Now, I'm going to tell you what you need to do in your house, that person. You need to anoint your house with oil. And you need to pray. You need to pray. I'm not even sure if I'm going to be available because tomorrow I'm out. Wednesday I have prayer. But this thing calls for fasting and prayer. I've now just stir it up in the house. You're going to see activities. You're going to even hear voices in the home. Do not get scared and do not get fear. Listen to me. This is instructions. There is demonic activities going on in the house. You have a man child in the house. And you have to deal with that in the spirit. And I'm looking at it right now and I'm driving it out, but it's in there. It likes to live in your house. And it's telling me that it's not growing, but I'm saying it gotta go. So there it is. It is gone out of your house. Bam! Boo ba 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 ba. It's gone. It is gone. But you have to be like that woman. Like Jesus said, if you don't take care yourself now that it's gone, it will come back. Seven times even worse. So now I am marching in your home in the spirit. So now I'm having authority in the spirit over your house. No demon are able to come in if I'm in your house. But once I am gone with this anointing on my life, you never know if you don't know how to keep it. I'm telling you. You have to have praise and worship in your house. Don't care who think that you're crazy. But worship have to be in your house. Prayer have to be in your house continually, on a continual basis. It have to be morning, noon, and night. When they come to your door, if they come up, they won't be able to come in because the blood of Jesus will already be on your doorpost. It not necessarily mean the BLLOOD. It just mean that the anointing of the presence of the Holy Spirit will be in your home. I'm not even here. I am talking to you because I'm in the heavens. I am hearing, getting instructions from the Holy Spirit. The Father said in the Word of God that when He leaves, He's going to send the Comforter. He's going to lead you and He's going to guide you. There's nothing big about this. Jesus did the same thing. He said He's looking for a people that He could use. He have all of us. He could use all of us the same way or different ways. Different ways or the same way. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Him. It's about Jesus Christ Himself wanting to live and breathe through some of us. That the nations may know that He is not dead and He's alive. And the way He might use me, He might use you something a different way. But we are coming collectively in the body of Christ to take the enemy out. See, I even want to get out of this and I can't even get up because people need to be ministered to. Lives need to be changed. They're in a balance and they need help. And the Holy Spirit is here to help. Lakoshiki maluri baba. Shikura mama. He said, when he said to me, Jehovah and Kadesh. He said, he is your sanctifier. He sanctifies. He cleans, he delivers, and he set the captive free. And that's what you're here to do. You are here to set the captive free. And if you are a captive, if I am a captive myself, it's lopsided. It's not balanced. It is one-sided. It is not straight. It is on the other side. It is just not straight. 360, it is just not straight. We don't, the circle is not completed. He is looking for the circle to be completed, that when you come into that circle, you're able to lay hands, you're able to speak, you're able to see, you're able to know. You're able to know and to do all things through him, not through me or not through you, but through him. When I lift my hand, the fire is still there. Okay. All right. Okay. I see. So now you're in your kitchen. And every time you started cooking, like myself, you start getting cut. So what are you trying to say, Father? It's not me, somebody else. Okay. All right. So if you're going through something where you feel like even when you're in your kitchen, you hear voices. All right. We drive that out. And we command you to leave that house and come out. You can't stay there. This is not your house. You don't pay rent. You don't pay mortgage. Nobody invited you in. And if they even did invite you in, it's time for you to go. Once you are being exposed, you can't stay. You can't. You cannot. Yeah, that's what we want. We want the waters of God to come in. We want the water of God to come in. That way, we're not hearing voices anymore. You're hearing voices and they're talking. You don't want to hear talking. They're trying to get you confused. Some of you is trying to tell you that your days are numbered. Oh, that's a lie. Only he knows your days. Nobody else knows your days. How is he going to tell you that your days are numbered? Your days is not numbered. He can't tell you your days. How is he going to tell you your days? He cannot tell you your days. He cannot tell you nothing about your days. Your days cannot be numbered by him. The enemy cannot number your days. Only Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost know your days. Know my days. The enemy cannot. Do not let the enemy talk to you. That is witchcraft. Okay. Okay. So I'll break that. Generational curse, I'll break that. I'll break all generational curse. I break that in the name of Jesus.
What happened? If I have,
you can't talk. Something from the spirit, and you cannot. You have to put your phone on mute. I break all generational curse. I break all generational curse. I come against the spirit of witchcraft. Ancestral, and you from the and your ancestors. Oh God, I break that. Break that. Break that. And you know what? In my country, Lord God, when people are building a house, they get the chicken and they cut it and they say they sprinkle. That is witchcraft. And they sprinkle it around the house. That is witchcraft. And you know what? And they feeding those demons in the earth. That is witchcraft. I break that over my family. I break that over your family. You better take authority. You break that off of your family. You break those demonic spirits off of your family. You break those spirits. Incest, you break incest out of your family. Sexual demon, you break it off of your family. You gotta say you are a bloodline breaker. You gotta take authority over that. As for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord God Almighty. We break poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every lying demonic spirit now. Break, 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 break it off of me right now. Sexual sin, break it, break it, break it, break it. Foul eyes, break it in the mighty name of Jesus. I break it. Talk about I ain't gonna never be amount to nothing. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Jesus say that he died for you and me. And Genesis 1 says everything at the end of Genesis 1, everything that he created it good. Nothing good about me. Yes, there is. Everything is good. I eat good, I smell good, I think good, I work. Everything is good. Who dare you? Who dare you come and talk all kind of trash in my ears? I take authority tonight. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm always going over and not under. Always abounding and abiding to every good work. Take your hand off my money. Release my money now. Now money comes. Money runs after me. Money overshadow me. Take your hand now. Take your hand now. I dig my hand in the basket and I say, I release every funds. No conquer worm will come in and eat my money. None. No conquer worm is going to come in and eat my money. None. That is my money. You will not take my money. That is my family. You will not take my family. I take authority over you. I tell you, I'm in the realm of the spirit tonight. I can't even come on. I want to open my eyes and I can't even. Holy Father, do what you need to do to your people tonight. Healing and deliverance for your people tonight. The enemy said he's going to sift you as wheat, but he said, I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. Imalo malikiti. Rima shoki di 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 pusoti. Say it, the Lord. Just like Nathan, I've been watching you. I see everything that you do. I've been watching. Did you not know that I have created you? Did you not know that? For such a time as this, did you not know that you are in the palm of my hand? Listen, listen, listen. I have created you for today, for tomorrow, and for every other day. I say it, the Lord, have created you for such a time as today. Listen now. Listen to the birds of the air. Listen. 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 They worry not about a thing. The bird does not care where their meal is coming from. Why? Because it's already provided. All they needed to do is to seek, and they find. Listen. Listen, saith the Lord God Almighty. I am your sustainer. I am your creator. I am the all-breasted one. You get your nourishment from me. Look to no other but me. I have provided everything for you, and everything is good, said him. Am the Lord that healeth thee. I will take you now. Feel my presence now. Feel my presence now, saith him. I'm going to extend my hand out, said the father. And I want you to place your hand in my hand, say him. And I want you to see yourself whole, said him. Your generation is whole. Your family is whole. Every person that you come in contact with, if you open your mouth from this day forward, watch me, saith the Lord. Watch me now, saith him. I will deliver them. I will save them, saith the Lord. Saith him. I am the rock. I am the rock. I am the water. I am the earth. I am the sky. I am your sunlight. I am your light. I am the one that shineth in darkness. I am your light. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me now. Place your hand in my hand. I am your sustainer. And I am your all-breasty one. You will get your nourishment from me. I am. I am. Your king. I am. I am. Said him. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you an extension of praise. Out of our bellies now will flow your living water. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we lift our hands up before you, Lord, we cry out now and we give you praise. We cry out now, Lord God Almighty, and we say praises to you, Almighty God. Praises to you, O King of Kings. Praises to you, O King, now we pray. Move every ant's nest. Yes, let them run. Let them run. Let them run. Let them run. Move every ant's nest. Move every wasp. Yes, let them move out of our way. Move them now, Lord Jesus. Clear them around our foot, Lord. Let our foot be clean. Let our foot be proper that it may walk on this clay. Heavenly Father, we pray. Touch now our mouths. Touch now our mouth. Touch now our eyes. Touch now our ears, Lord God. Touch now this lip, I pray, because it's clay. Touch now. Almighty King, I pray. Heavenly Father, this day, touch me now. In the name that is above every single name, I extend my hand to you this day. I pray. You're the kings of kings. You're the Lord of lords. You're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You're Jesus Christ. You're our king this day, I pray. Jesus. 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 Fire. 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 Yes. Yes. Let the water move back. Let the water move back. Let the storm move back. Move back out of our way. And let us walk on your dry land this day, I pray. When the chariots were coming, they couldn't touch because you, Almighty God, was on display. You are our God. You are our God. You are our God. Siki chukuma kitalo singi nui mama. Yata shokuna mama uki baba. If you are in a position to place your hand upon your belly, the fire of God is using me right now to change the atmosphere where you are located. Shango go. Put your hand on your belly now. There he goes. Deliverance, yes, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. I was in the spirit and I pray that you followed that instruction. And I pray that you had placed your hand on your belly. Because once the person get out from under that anointing, do not even call and ask what they did say. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus Christ was on display and he gave you that information for you to follow. So it was up to you to move under the unction of the Holy Spirit. God showed up tonight. He showed up tonight and he touched us. He touched me in ways that I can't explain. The God that we serve is a God that is more than enough. The God that I serve and you serve is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. And he's worthy to be praised. I see the chariot of God. I basically see it coming down out of heaven. And I see angels dispatching. I'm telling you, it's beautiful all over this place this day. It's coming to your house and it's in my house. Angels all over, and they are in array. If you are seeing these angels right now, they are showing themselves in this play. And oh my God, they're here to stay. The Holy Father has dispatched angels, my God, at your place and at my place this day. Angels of God is all over. The angels of God is all over. The angels of God is all over. And if you missed it, you missed it. You better go back and listen to the replay because the angels of God show up tonight. And I'm telling you, we feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I am telling you, put your hand up and give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise the Holy Father. Praise his holy name. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him this day. Glory, 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 glory. Hey. It was a joy and a pleasure to be used by God tonight. I am telling you, the Spirit of God come in and he took this place over clean. He washed it from the inside out. You can never ever tell me you're going to be the same after today. Never after today will you be the same this day because the Holy Spirit come in tonight and the Holy Spirit was on display. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a God of the fire. Our God is a God of distinction. Our God is here and is here to stay. I say glory to God in the highest and peace among all men. Nobody can come in and touch us. Nobody can come in and tell us anything different because we are the king's kid. We are royal priesthood and we are sent here in this nation for people to see that he's a, I'm gonna tell you. Before I get off this line, let me read. Ya 1 Peter 2:9. I want you to leave with this. Oh my God. Yes. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. You know what that is? You're a chosen generation. You are royal. You're royal. You're joined here to royalty, and you are destined to reign. Hallelujah. We are for King's kidding. We are the King's kid. I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure being with you tonight. I could go on and on and on and on and on. I see angels over your head, Sharon. Yeah. Warring angels. They got one in the corner, one over the other corner, and one on top of the bed, right on top of your bed. Three angels over there. Warring angels. Three men. They're warring angels. I'm telling you right now. And you needed them. You were asking them. You wanted them, right? You wanted angels. Yeah, I saw three of them in the house. You wanted angels in there? You have three set up in there, honey. One over there, one over here, and one in the back. Oh my God. And they're war angels because you sometimes you feel like you're weak and you can't even fight. But they're in there fighting. So all you have to do is just take the word of God out and just minister. Just get up. Psalms 91. Hold on to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Hold on to Psalms 91. And just go around the house and just call for long life. Because they're whispering, telling you that you're going to die. You ain't dying. You ain't going to be dead. Who tell you that you're going to be dead, girl? The Bible tells us. Hey, aren't you not reading Genesis 6, verse 3? That was my scripture when they told me that. Kenneth's address, you ain't going over. You ain't going to be dead. They talk about I have cancer. I ain't got no cancer. Genesis 6, verse 3. I'm coming out the phone. Y'all want to hold me on here. Ha, long life. Oh Lord, long life. Long life in Psalms 91. Genesis 6, verse 3. 120 years. Read it for yourself. Don't let me tell you. Read it for yourself. Genesis 6, verse 3. So when them demons come in and tell you that you're going to be dead, no. Read Genesis 6, verse 3. Psalms 91 in the house. When you hear them foot like they want to come upstairs, Psalms 91. And if you hear anything in your house like walking up the stairs, Psalms 91. Anybody hear any kind of crazy sound in their house? Psalms 91. Anybody, what your people come in, want to talk to you in your ears? Psalms 91. You see, most of us come from areas where there's so many witchcraft. Psalms 91. You hear that, Anna? Psalms 91. Psalms 9. Hold on to. Let's eat. Look, act like you're eating Psalms 91. Act like you're eating it, Anna. Go around the house. So, play it. Sing it. So, look. Look over. Look. Intercessor. Natalia, Psalms 91. Lady J, Psalms 91. Whatever you're going to right now. Tara, Psalms 91. Miss Marsha, Psalms 91. Don't let the enemy come in here. Girl, look at me right now. Open your eyes and look in my eyes. Put your head. To right up to my eyes. Let me tell you something. The enemy's a liar. Okay? He cannot do you anything. Don't listen to his voice. Do you hear me? Do not let him talk to you in your ear. You understand me? He cannot touch you. You hear those crazy voices sometime in your head? You hear like something talking to you? That's the voice of the enemy. She call your mama. Yendela, take your hand off of her mind. No. In the mighty name of Jesus, release her. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. Now go right now in Jesus' name. I want you to start praising him. You hear me? Start praising him. Do you understand? He wants to take you out. Start giving him praise. Psalms 91. He wants to take you out. You know, you ever see crazy people? People who are crazy. That's what he wants to do to you. Psalms 91. Psalm 91. Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Wave it. Put it on your head. Put it on your head. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Satan, you can't come in my secret place. Satan, you can't touch my mind. Satan, you can't touch my heart. Satan, you have no power. Satan, you can't come on my job. Satan, you can't do me nothing. I'm not scared of you, devil. Jesus, whoop your butt. I'm going to read it to you, devil. Psalms 91. All the way to the bank. Psalms 91. It ain't 91, but it's Psalms 91. Psalms 91. My God. My God, loose now, Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. How do you feel now? How do you feel, Miss Marshall? How you feel? You good? Yeah, you're good. Yeah, go. You will not stay over there. You will not stay in there. You're getting out. Now, leave her alone. Take your hand off. Back off of her mind. Heaviness over here. Put your hand right here. Put your hand right here. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm knighting myself now, okay? But I want, when you finish, I want you to go get some oil and you're going to anoint yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against yes now and I command you to take your hand. Take every pressure off. Yes, there it goes. Pressure gone. Yes. Put your hand up. No, I feel free. Oh, it feels good, girl. Don't I feel good? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're at the right place, at the right time, at the right hour. The right place, at the right time, at the right hour, the right place, at the right time, at the right hour, the right place, at the right time, at the right hour. No demon have no place in our hour. No demon have no place in our time. No demon have no place in our house. No demon have no place in our body. We are in charge of demons. When demons see us, they got to run. They got to flee. They got to start making noise because we and demon does not stay in the same place. And when they show up and when I see them, they got to go. They can't stay. Back up, devil. Back up, devil, and I say flee. That's what it's all about. It is freedom in the spirit. Freedom in the spirit. Nicotine demon got to go. Ula makishokola baba ramangalaba. Regina, put up your hand and get free in the spirit. Freedom. Jesus. Oh, kind of entanglement. Break it. I need people to help me preach. I need people to help me preach this gospel. We got to be free. We got to go out and tell the enemy, you have no power. Jesus gave our power to us. I need people to come behind me and walk with me, holding hands, on the phone, off the line, wherever, and tell the enemy, you have no place. in our space. When they come in, when we see them, we drive them out. We drive them out. They do not stay. They have no power. God said, we have the double portion. And we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ain't no demon in hell supposed to come in and touch us. May God bless us. You know what? We need to have something like this all the time, where we just go out there and we just talk to people. And when we see all these demonic activity, we just say, get up and out. And just go to the next one and go to the next one. Like we're in a war, warrior. And we see, I have on my army shirt. See, I come dressed for the battle. I didn't even know what was going to happen tonight. But see, hey, used by God. That's my shirt, my God. Used by God, my shirt. See me on top, Jamaica. And who don't understand American Jamaican? I got on my used by God jacket. So I come in, the Father God said, I want you to go in, and this is what I want you to do. So I come in, and I'm dressed for war. Because I am a warrior, and you are a warrior. We're all in war in this thing together. And we know something? We won. We won. So that's why, listen to this. And on this note, I'm going to leave. If you're out there fighting or playing a game, and you already know that you won, what are you going to do when you show up? What are you going for? You're just going for your trophy. Amen. Over there, my baby girl, my grandbaby, sitting right beside my baby over there. We showing up for our trophy. That's what we're going for. You hear me, granddaughter? We going over there for our trophy. That's what we're going to take. We are the head and not the tail. We go in and get all our A's. We ain't getting no B's. And when the teacher over there lying, we take them up to the principal. Or we take them up to whoever. Or the president. Because we ain't standing for no F's. Simple. Because you know what? We bad. We bad. Bad to the bone. Because we know Jesus died and give us some bone rights. You understand me? And I've got to go. But I'm going to tell you right now, hold on to this. We are the head and not the tail. We are going over and not under. Glory to God. Always. Always. Abound to good works. Hear that, devil? We're not scared of you. We ain't running from you. We run into you. Because we know when we come in to you, you have to drop, rock, and roll. And we just stand up and just go like this. Where do you want to go? Where you want to go? And we're going to send you anywhere you want to go. Just tell us and you got to go. Hey, good night, my love. Pleasant dreams, sleep tight, my love, and may tomorrow be honey and bride. You see, may I sing to Nina? May I sing beautiful song? I say good night, my loves, pleasant dreams. Oh, I just see my nephew. Oh my God, mwah. Honey, I love you, my sweetheart. Lord, have mercy. Honey, may the Lord bless you. You should see my nephew. And may the, oh my God, he looks so handsome. And may the Lord watch over you, my darling.
Amen.
And may he give you peace. My rockstone, are you the top of an old beard? I'm most touched. Me blurring out, me getting old. Hi, sweetheart. I love you. God bless you. Mwah. And give you a kiss, okay, darling?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
You good? You miss me?
Yeah.
I miss you too, but I got my bed. You come on too late. I quarter to nine. Okay. Your uncle gonna run me off the phone, so I got to go. I love you guys.
Love you.
We love you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.